We'll see how they're doing now.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The oil company Chevron reports its fourth quarter profits today. Should be a good indication of how the oil giants are faring now that oil prices have fallen off a cliff. Oil fell 12% yesterday on news that the U.S. has plenty of oil in reserve. The price of oil is below $43 a barrel this morning. Barack Obama will unveil more details about his stimulus plan today. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
Today's speech at George Mason University will be the fourth consecutive day that Barack Obama talks about the faltering U.S. economy. He's trying to gain support for a two-year economic stimulus package that he wants to implement by February. It could cost around $800 billion. The president-elect says it will include tax relief to spur investment and help for cash-starved states. Congressional budget hawks could challenge the plan after a report yesterday said the budget deficit for this year could hit $1.2 trillion. The president-elect says there will be short-term additions to the deficit, but he promised to take unprecedented actions to ensure taxpayers can track how all the stimulus money is being spent. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Concerns about the job market are driving down the stock markets this week. Big losses in Asia today, 4% declines in Tokyo and Hong Kong. European shares are down 1-2% so far. The Dow fell 244 points yesterday, about 2.5% to 8770. The Nasdaq lost more than 3% to 1599. Authorities in Washington, D.C. are warning people to stock up on emergency provisions. They might not be able to leave the house. No, it's not a snowstorm. It's the Obama inauguration. With 4 million visitors coming to town, going anywhere will be a hassle. So some people who live in D.C. have decided to leave. Here's John Dimsdale.
For Tucker Bounds, the third week of January is no time to stay home in Washington.
I'll be able to avoid crowds, throngs of people flowing through the streets and difficult places to park.
Bounds was a campaign spokesman for presidential candidate John McCain. He's planning to take a break from his job search and spend some quality time in South Florida.
It's a good time, as good a time as any for Republicans to take advantage of some vacation.
To attract business from folks looking to avoid a city that promises to be, shall we say, overtaxed, ski slopes in the region are offering special inaugural escape packages. And seven resorts on Florida's Amelia Island are cutting rates from 20-45% for D.C. area residents looking for a vacation from inauguration.
There has been a ton of interest. Our hits on our website, it's way more than doubled.
Shannon Tidball is co-owner of the Addison B&B on Amelia Island. A former D.C. resident, she attended George W. Bush's first inaugural on the National Mall.
It's really hard to see. It's much easier to watch on TV.
Especially with a sunny beach right outside. And Tidball says there's one other attraction for those thinking of getting out of D.C.
This particular county is very Republican.
In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
You may have heard that the oil company Citgo suspended its program for delivering free heating oil to poor American families. Well, that didn't last long. The program is back on. Citgo is Venezuela's state-run oil company, but it has a subsidiary in Texas. The program's chairman says Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has a genuine concern for the most vulnerable, no matter where they live. Or, as some people see it, it was just a bad PR move that's been rectified.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
Here's an unsettling question that many people are asking. Does this recession mean there's no more retirement? Will people have to keep working into their 70s and 80s because they can't save enough money? Our economics correspondent Chris Farrell believes the answer is yes. Chris, how do you see this coming about?
Oh, I think this is going to be a big change, a change that will take time to unfold and actually become part of our everyday toolkit and expectations. But think about it this way, Scott. Whenever we talk about retirement planning, we talk about, well, you know, how much you're going to have in stocks, and how much you're going to have in bonds, and what's your asset allocation, and how much of your salary are you saving every year? Well, you know what? Those things matter. But what we're really going to be talking about is, what skills do you have? Where's the job growth in the future? But what I think the recession has done, it's brought the discussion to an end, because there's no way you're going to be able to save enough to maintain your standard of living and not work in your golden years.
Chris, you're destroying my motorhome fantasy.
What? I can just see you. Cap on your head, you know, driving down the road. Yeah. Okay, now, I don't want to completely destroy your dream, Scott. I really don't. Now, what you might be doing is only working part-time. You might be only working part of the year. You're going to be working part-time. You're going to be working flex-time. You might be working from home. You might work a couple of months of the year. But work is going to be part of your retirement savings plan. You can still have your motorhome, Scott. You really can still have your motorhome. But as part of your savings, rather than this being a message of despair, by the way, this is a measure of you're going to continue to earn an income. You're going to make some money. And so you're going to be able to afford to gas up that motorhome of yours. And because otherwise, I don't know, Scott, you know, I'm not so sure you're going to be able to.
Well, Chris, I can buy this whole scenario of working longer and maybe part-time and flex and all that. But what about health insurance, which is so critical at that time in people's lives?
It's very critical. And right now, that's the big barrier to what I'm discussing. And there's where healthcare reform becomes absolutely critical. I think the pressure for healthcare reform will grow. And this is just one more factor that is putting pressure on government to say the status quo when it comes to health insurance is no longer acceptable.
All right. Our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Thank you.
Thank you.
Share your opinions with us at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.